You're very welcome to our 2017 Christmas Carol service here in Dundalk Baptist Church. We want to extend an especially warm welcome to our listeners of Dundalk FM. So whether you're listening here in the town, whether you're listening on the World Wide Web, somewhere in the world, or via our podcast, we want to make you very welcome and to wish you and your families and friends a very happy and blessed Christmas. Our theme for our carol service this evening is Different Voices, One Message. There are families from all over the world who have come to make Dundalk their home, and some of them have found their way here to Dundalk Baptist Church. And you're going to hear from some of them as we go through our carol service this evening. Now, throughout the service, we're going to have readings from the Bible by some of the men in the church here. The first one, which Les is going to read from us. Les is, of course, Irish, but he's via South Africa, so he ticks at least two boxes on our Different Voices theme tonight. And he's going to read from Genesis chapter 3. Verses 9 to 15. And the theme in it, of course, is rebellion, man's sin against God, the terrible consequences of it, but at the heart of it, a promise of God's grace to us through somebody special that he was going to send.
But the Lord God called to the man, "Where are you?" He answered, "I heard you in the garden. I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid." And he said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree that I commanded you not to eat from?" The man said, "The woman you put here with me, she gave me some fruit from the tree, and I ate it." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "That, or what, is this you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." So the Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you above all livestock and all wild animals. You will crawl on your belly and you will eat dust all the days of your life. And I will put enmity between you and the woman and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head and you will strike his heel."
Thank you for that reading, Les. Well, God had promised way back there at the beginning of time that he would send someone mysteriously described as the seed of the woman to crush Satan's head. As we go through the Bible, the picture is filled in from us. He's going to be a descendant of Abraham, and he's going to come from the tribe of Judah. Isaac Adeyanju, I hope I got that pronounced correctly, is going to come for our next reading from Genesis 49, 8 to 12. And Isaac is going to read to us this prophecy of Judah and his descendant who is going to be a ruler. Isaac.
"Judah, your brother will praise you. Your hand will be on the neck of your enemies. Your father's son will bow down to you. You are a lion's club, O Judah. You return from the prey, my son. Like a lion, he crushes, lies down. Like a lioness, who dares to rouse him? The scepter will not depart from Judah, nor the ruler's star from between his feet, until it comes to whom it belongs, and the obedience of nations is his. He will tether his donkey to a vine, his call to a choice branch. He will wish garment in vine, his robe in the blood of grapes. His eyes will be darker than wine, his teeth whiter than milk."
Thank you, Isaac. Our song is a very, very simple song. It's simply called Infant Holy, Infant Lowly. The amazing thing is that the God who created the entire universe, this universe that we can't measure, came among us, Emmanuel, God with us. Christ the babe is Lord of all. Let's stand and sing.
Holy, infant, holy,
Our next reading is Psalm 2, and it's going to be read by Ivan Chavar, who is all the way from Croatia.
Why do the nations rage and the people plot a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us. He who sits in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall hold them in derision. Then he shall speak to them in his wrath and distress them in his deep displeasure. Yet I have set my king on my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord has said to me, you are my son. Today I have begotten you. Ask of me, and I will give you the nations for your inheritance, and the ends of the earth for your possession. You shall break them with a rod of iron. You shall dash them to pieces like a potter's vessel. Now therefore, be wise, O kings. Be instructed, you judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and you perish in the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all those who put their trust in him.
Thank you, Ivan. This is the time of year when we remember that God has sent his Son. And we remember here in the psalm that we are commanded to come to worship him, to trust our lives to him, to bow down before him. It's a cause for great rejoicing that God has sent his Son into the world. And our next song, the well-known carol, Joy to the World, captures why it's a cause of great rejoicing. In our last reading, the kings of the earth were challenged to acknowledge God's king, the Messiah, as their king. And one king in the Old Testament, a very unlikely character, discovered that, King Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. And Mike McShane, who hails from Coventry via Northern Ireland, via the Republic, there's three boxes ticked for us, is going to read from us from Daniel chapter 2, verses 44 to 47.
And in the days of these kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people. It shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. Inasmuch as you saw that the stone that was cut out of the mountain without hands, and that it broke in pieces of iron, the bronze of clay, the silver and the gold, the great God has made known to the king what will come to pass after this. The dream is certain, and its interpretation is sure. Then King Nebuchadnezzar fell on his face, prostrate before Daniel, and commanded that they should present an offering and incense to him. The king answered Daniel and said, "Truly your God is the God of gods, the Lord of kings, and a revealer of secrets, since you could reveal this secret."
All right, thank you for that, Mike. So here you have one of the Old Testament pagan kings coming to realize that there is one true and living God, and he's the one who knows the secrets of our hearts and can reveal all secrets. And it's this King of Kings and Lord of Lords, that in fulfillment of the prophecy given to the prophet Micah so long ago, that was born in Bethlehem of Judah. Just as Isaac had read from us in Genesis 49, that from the tribe of Judah would come this great ruler in Israel. And our next song captures that. It's called "O Little Town of Bethlehem." But as we go through it, it not only reminds us of what happened in Bethlehem those 2,000 years ago, but it challenges us today how we respond to it. So let's stand and sing together, "O Little Town of Bethlehem." Meek souls will receive him still, the dear Christ enters in. You know, Christ enters into any heart, even your heart, even my heart, if we're prepared to receive him. In John chapter 3, our next reading, we see God speaking to one of the religious leaders of his day, and he talks about the new birth, the new life that's freely available to us through what he will do in his death. It's going to be read by Michael Amadi, who is there, right there. Michael ticks a few boxes as well. He's with us here in Ireland, but he's from the US, but he's of Iranian heritage.
Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him." Jesus answered him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear its sound, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus said to him, "How can these things be?" Jesus answered him, "Are you a teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? Truly, truly, I say to you, we speak of what we know and bear witness to what we have seen, but you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except he who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life."
Why did Jesus come? Because God sent him. Why did God send him? So that whoever believes in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. One of the treats we look forward to every year is the ladies' group. And again, there's ladies from so many different parts of the world going to be singing to us tonight. They're going to sing a very well-known Christmas carol, Silent Night, but Silent Night with a difference, because I've counted, I think, about six languages that's going to be used in it. There's Irish, English, Russian, Greek, Estonian, and Yoruba. I'm glad I don't have to sing all of those languages. But we're going to sit and listen to it now. Ladies, if you come up to us, they're making their way up to the microphone.
Merry Christmas, everybody.